And now, Conservative LA Radio presents an Easter message from the Right Reverend Al Sharpton.
As the debt ceiling debate rages on, have you ever thought what Jesus would cut?
Instead of praying together, Americans often let the belief that they have drive them apart. And in Washington, we've seen politicians using faith to attack women's right to health care.
I'm tired of the magazine. You ain't nothing. You a punk. Now come on, do something.
When we talk about it, we're pulling the race card. Race, 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 obsessed with race, 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 on race, 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 but don't bring up race, 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 entitlement of racial entitlement, racial entitlement. Let me say, as we are now approaching Easter and Good Friday, and those that are celebrating Passover, we should not lose the meaning of this in material things and who's going to get a new Easter outfit or this or that. I think even for those that are not believers as I am in Easter and what it means, I think that the message is that no matter what the world may do to you unfairly, no matter how you're crucified, nailed to the cross at home or in your personal relationships or on the job, that you can rise if you don't lose yourself during the hard times and the challenges. The story of Jesus on the cross, no matter what they humiliated him with, no matter how they mocked him, he took it because he knew he could rise. And the story of Easter, and my message for this Easter season, is no matter what unearned suffering you go through, that if you know you can rise above it, don't become like the diseases that you fight. As I looked at President Obama at our convention last Friday, where all he took, he's been able to rise politically again. I'm not comparing him to Jesus, but I am saying that to every crucifixion, there is a resurrection for those that believe.
Racism. That's right. Racism.